And my guest is Brian Oldham from Creech. Brian, welcome to Tone FM.
It's great to be here, Darren.
Thank you. Okay, first of all, just tell me a bit about you, a bit about yourself, a bit about your background.
Okay, I'm sort of retired from a proper job, but now I'm working for Somerset Road Safety as a bikeability instructor. And we travel around all the schools in Somerset, and we give them a two-day course on teaching them how to ride safely on the road, aimed at all the year 10s before they go up to secondary school. And for the rest of my time, if I can, I'm on my bike. If I'm not on my bike, I'm in the garden doing projects under my overgardener.
Okay, and we'll get on to another reason why you're here in just a moment, but let's talk about the cycling stuff, the bikeability stuff.
Okay.
Which is, if I'm correct, the old cycling proficiency test.
It is, yes.
Which is, I remember taking that. I've still got the little, it was a little brown, little round badge, yeah. I think it was, little metal badge, and my certificate as well.
Yes. So it's a two-day course, and the first morning is spent on the playground, where we just play some games with the children to get them all more confident riding on their bike in a close area, sharing the space, moving in and out of cones, stopping and starting, emergency stops, gentle braking, slow races. It's all good fun. And then after lunch, if they've all passed that element of it, we take them out on the road. We really rely on helpers to come to the school to help out in each group, because there's groups of six of us and we need eyes and ears on the road at the same time that we're monitoring the children. So the school works really hard to try and get adult helpers to come along. And my plea, if I was allowed a plea
in an interview like this,
if a school writes to you to say this course is available for your child, is he interested, and you say yes, please accept the invitation to volunteer to help if you can. It's really great fun and a real life skill for these children.
Absolutely. My son, and I'll pick your brains on this after we finish the interview, my son could do with a little bit of a boost, a little bit of confidence with his bike riding. And because I find it very frustrating as a parent. And it is frustrating as a parent to try and teach your kids to ride a bike. Particularly when I was younger, I took to it really quickly, and then I ended up doing a lot of BMX racing and a BMX freestyle stuff. So I was really active on a bike at a very young age. So my son isn't so keen on it, and it's just like, ah! And it's just one of those things that many parents sort of suffer. Mm-hmm. What tips would you give to parents in this situation?
Don't use stabilizers. Take the pedals off.
So glad that you said that, because the argument about the stabilizers, I've had so many, and they are the source of all evil. As far as I'm concerned, on a bike, they are the root and source of all evil.
Quite agree.
Explain why you say no stabilisers.
It teaches children bad habits. Yeah. They start to lean into the stabiliser and relying on the stabiliser instead of learning how to balance on a bike. So you always see children on a stabiliser going along a road or a path wonky. You know, they've sort of got a tilt built into their body, and if they do it for too long, it takes an awful lot of effort to get that out of them.
And then when you turn a corner on a stabilizer, if you turn too much, you go up on the stabilizer wheel, the back wheel of the bike lifts off, and then you end up in collision course.
Because there's no lean.
Yeah.
You can't lean properly.
Brilliant. So. I'm glad you said that one. There's another one ticked off the list. I was right. Are you listening, Kerry? I was right. Now then, do you do a lot of cycling proficiency stuff in and around Galmington? Because there's a lot of...
Yes.
I thought I recognised you, you know, because I live in Galmington, say. And when you walked in the office, I know him.
Yeah.
And it's a nice area to learn to ride a bike.
It's a fantastic area. So when we were at Troll School, we go across to Galmington. We were there about 3 weeks ago. I'm at Bishop Henderson's again in October, and we'll be using, because it's just outside Bishop Henderson. But also we use it, I think there's another school that we use it for. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head which it is. Parkfield, I think,
right,
we'd probably go across for as well. So yes, it's a really good. You've got bus routes, so you've got the challenges of buses. You've got bin lorries often going past. You've got
and that all helps to build the confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you've got progressive junctions. That's the key thing, to be able to progress children. So when you think they're ready for more traffic, you can take them to a busier junction, and they can sort of take a step back to start with and think, wow, this is a bit more serious. And then you encourage them to use the skills that you've taught them on the quieter roads, to take stock and to use those that ability to get round the junction, whether it's a left turn or a right turn. And then you see their eyes, brows lift, and their eyes going, yes, I can do this.
Brilliant.
It's fantastic.
And if anybody's interested in having a look at the lessons that you teach, what's the best way about doing that? What's your website?
The Bikeability Trust website is a national website, probably coming under the Department of Transport. And that is where you see all the sort of national guidance and the national program that we as instructors have to follow, and the national standards that have been set. In fact, they've just been revised this year, and to introduce these four key principles: understanding priority at junctions, being able to communicate effectively on a bike, being able to observe well around so you know what's happening in front of you and behind you, and knowing what the correct road position to adopt is so that you control your lane when you need to prevent any cars from sort of overtaking you suddenly. Okay. All that sort of detail is held on the Bikeability website. More locally, Somerset Road Safety is the website where you can get details of all the ways to communicate with us. And if you need courses outside of the school environment because for some reason your child has missed a course, or you're an adult and you want to learn to ride a bike, or not learn how to ride it, but learn how to ride on the road
confidently as well,
then by all means, please, I'd ask people to contact Somerset Road Safety, and they will try and put courses together outside the normal school program that's our bread and butter.
Okay. Let's move on to something personal that you're doing. You're doing a John O'Groats to Land's End, or a Land's End to John O'Groats?
Land's End to John O'Groats.
Oh, you're going to do it backwards.
We're hoping to have the following wind, you see.
Yeah. When is this?
We're going in about 3.5 weeks' time. 13th of August, we leave Taunton and start that day, and we finish on the 25th of August.
So there'll be a handful of bikes and a man with a van.
Yeah, there's seven of us. There's seven of us. We've only met all together once, but and we haven't actually ridden all together. So it's going to be interesting sucking it and seeing. And then a friend of the organiser, Bob. Bob's the organiser. Barry's the man with the van. He's borrowed a van from one of the riders, and he will be carrying all our luggage and hopefully providing us with sort of sellotape and elastoplast and bits of zip tie to hold our bikes together as we go up the route.
And tell me about the charity you're raising money for on this.
Okay. I'm raising money for We Hear You, which is a charity based in Frome but covers the sort of Wiltshire, Somerset, Dorset, and probably anywhere in the whole country, because a lot of their stuff is done over the phone and online. And they're a charity that support people who've had a really serious illness diagnosis, a life-threatening condition. And as well as supporting the individual who's been diagnosed with that condition, they will also support the family and the friends and the network of people around that individual so that they can best cope with and come through the whole scenario. It's the sponsored charity of the Sanger House, which I've been going to since it opened, and I thought the least I can do, because I've got good health, I've got good fitness, I've got time, I can raise money for charity for people who haven't necessarily got those things and who will really benefit from the money that people are willing to give to the charity to help them operate over as wide a front as possible.
Okay. Just a quick reminder of those dates.
13th of August, we set off. 25th of August, we get to John O'Groats. And on the bank holiday on the 26th, we fly back from Inverness.
Lovely. With a nice cold pint in your hand, hopefully. Well deserved. Brian, thanks very much for talking to us today, and good luck with your ride.
Thank you very much, Darren. Cheers.